Alright, welcome everyone. Fuck you guys for not clapping, but...
I clapped, what the fuck?
He clapped.
You clapped. He clapped like an hour later. I was like, oh, let's clap. I'm done with the clap. And he's like, okay, now let's clap.
No, I clapped it on your... I clapped it the same time as you. What are you talking about?
Alright, sure, okay. We'll see. You'll see the recording. We'll see.
Bro, the video if you're lagging, then it's not my fault. I clapped it on time with you.
Okay, sure. He has lightning fast reflection. It was your fault.
Yes. Anyway, welcome back, everyone, to this week's episode of the Happy Happy Podcast. I mean, Hog Hog Podcast. Where we are never happy. Anyway, yeah, we're back again. The boys are back. Am I right? So, what are we getting into today?
Christmas? New Year's? Happy times?
No, it's
being depressed in happy times?
Speaking of that, yes, I am depressed. And you know what's making me depressed? This early Christmas celebration, okay? I don't know why, but everyone is like, oh, ho, ho, it's Christmas time. Time to celebrate. I'm like, bro, it's more than 10 days away. Like, everyone's been celebrating ever since December started. Like, what the fuck, dude? It's the Christmas isn't until the end of the month. What are you guys so hyped up about? What are you getting cocaine for Christmas? Like, what are you so happy about? I don't get it.
Everyone knows how that's TK.
Clearly, you don't know the North American time. Bro. People put on Christmas decorations in November, mid November.
Why?
Like Halloween's decoration stays until mid November to last. They change the Halloween decoration to Christmas decoration. They just don't take it out.
They just put Christmas hat on the skeletons.
And the bee.
Yeah, right.
This is what's getting me depressed. Seeing everyone happy for no reason is getting me depressed. Yes. So fuck everyone. Fuck all of you who are celebrating Christmas on the... Let me check. Fucking 15th... 17th of December. Fuck you guys.
Bit of fuck.
Just because you're not happy, just because you're not happy, that doesn't mean they are not entitled to be happy.
They're not. It's not even time to be happy. Wait for your fucking turn.
What the fuck is wait for your fucking turn? What, when, and when is that?
Okay, I got a question for you two. So, let's say, you know, you can write a letter to Santa about asking anything. What would you two ask to Santa?
Is he a fucking genie now?
No, like, kids write letters to Santa, right?
Oh, rub my tummy, and I'll... And you get three wishes, but mostly one wish, which is I let you jack me off.
Oh. I'll come once and only once. My name is TK.
You know what I would write to Santa? Nothing! Because who the fuck writes letters? Who the fuck is gonna be writing a letter, okay? To a non-existent fucking character, of all people.
But you end up, you know, your parents end up reading it and they get something from that list. Imagine Santa will. Like, you know, get that...
He has no imagination.
Alright, what would you ask? If you would have
I would tweet at the rate Santa. I've been a nice boy this year. Can I can I get my favorite brand? Can I get my favorite porn star's pussy replica sent to me via the mail? Yours truly, TK.
I don't know what is TK on though. He sounds
Rob is really down bad.
Is that a depression talking?
Down bad on another. Alright, Duncan, what would you ask?
Send me a blow up doll of Asa Akira. We'll talk.
Larry, it's time for you to check on your friend there, yeah? His condition seems to be getting wild.
Okay. Don't try to change the subject, Donkey. Okay, I said my piece. Now it's time to say what you want from Santa. Okay, as we all know, Santa never lets anyone down.
Unless you have been a bad boy. Have you been a bad boy?
Have you been naughty this year?
He doesn't
let you down if you're a bad boy. He just goes down on you. So. Why do you think he crashed in the middle of the night? Okay, no one else.
What is going on?
Okay.
Get some water. Man forgot to breathe.
You want some milk?
TK got a milking table.
What kind of milk and cookies do you think Santa eats? Milk and cookies is obvious metaphor, okay? How do you guys not get this? Santa is a sexual deviant, okay? You should be locked up. Why are we not doing that? But anyway, yeah,
Christmas is really getting to TK.
What do you want, Donkey? Just say it.
I want my mom to never fuck my dad so that I can never be born.
You can't tell him to change the past. You ask for a present, you stupid ass.
Well, that is why we don't write to Santa, because he can't do shit.
Like, you lot are depressed on another level. One wants fucking monster's pussy, like the widest fucking Bermuda Triangle shit where he wants to get lost. And other wants to.
Have you never heard the term size doesn't matter? Size doesn't matter. It's what you do with it that matters, okay? And it goes both ways.
Let's not be misogynist here.
You lot are too depressed, and I think I'll just go down on you guys' path, and then...
Oh, you want to go down on us?
2 months later, we'll be talking about this episode, that how it all started.
You don't have to ask me how it started. It has always started.
That's true, though. Right.
Wait, so what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I didn't think of that.
Then why did you ask? What the fuck?
I was just hoping for, you know, you'd be like, oh, I want a PC. And I was like, oh, what kind of PC do you want? I didn't know you were going to ask, I want a
this fucking brown broccoli, he's depressed as fuck for people celebrating fucking Christmas. And you're asking him that. You're asking a Chinese man. A Chinese man.
No, I'm this way.
You're this way.
No, I'm this way.
But he's on here to me.
No, I'm this way.
Okay, he's on here for me. Let's forget that. Okay, you're somewhere. You're somewhere.
Donkey, you are on the bottom.
You know, all directions are
open.
Okay.
Okay. Like that?
I'll ask for something normal, okay? Oh, yeah, you're stuck. Okay, I'll ask for something normal to Santa.
Okay, I'm back now. Okay, now let's continue.
Yeah,
so what do you want from the big, fat, sexual pervert?
A laptop. Or a PC.
Why?
I thought he was going to say
mine just broke. Mine just got... like, my laptop broke, like, a week ago. And now...
What did you do to it?
Okay, I was closing it, right? And it just started doing this noise. And I'm like, what the fuck? Do I have something in the middle? And then I'm like... It didn't have anything in the middle or something was blocking it. But it just fucking broke. I mean, it still works, but... It can break any time now. So I'm, like, really nervous about it.
But a laptop is something you can earn and buy it yourself. Why would you want something from that, from someone who gives you anything?
Yeah, but, you know. Alright, you guys got any Christmas jokes? I don't have them. Don't come around me. But do you guys have any?
My balls jingled when you licked them.
Yeah, I had one. Okay, about Santa's having big-ass socks. But I forgot. I think it was something like this. Like, why does Santa has such a big sock? Because he only comes once in a year.
That's TK. I told you. TK is Santa.
Who comes in their sock anyway? Like, who decided that? No! Who decided that was a good idea?
What do you do? You go to the washroom and you fat?
Or no, you do it in your room. Why would I?
So like, why do you release? Like, in your what? Like, you put on a cloth and you leave the clothes?
What the fuck are we? No, I just use some tissue paper, like, you know. Like
what,
a normal
what
person.
If it goes outside the circumference of the tissue paper?
I've been doing this for years, okay? You don't need to teach me about the circumference of my cum shot. I think I know what I'm doing here. I think I can precisely make some calculations, okay?
Before TK comes, he does this something.
Yeah,
okay,
it's is that meme
of the woman with all the mathematics
calculations
running around in her head?
Woman, what are you talking about?
It's a meme. It's a gif.
We should cut that out.
No, you know my girlfriend's gonna watch this, right?
I mean, she can't do math either.
We got him. Oh, you're just digging it deeper, bro. You're just digging it deeper.
Speaking of her, I was talking to her like earlier, and I was telling her this story, and then midway through telling the story, I'm like, oh, that's a very good story.
I lagged, so you should start that from the beginning again.
It's the audacity for me.
It's not going to be on video if I lag. Like, I'm literally the one recording it.
Okay, so I was talking to my girl, and I had this story that I was telling her. And midway through this story, I realized it's pretty funny and I should tell it on the podcast. So here it goes. So like in early 2019, My brother got married, and you know, so this, and in an Asian household, the once they get married, they live with their parents. So we are all living in this, you know, house together. And my nephew, who the TK knows, was kind of joking around with this newly wedded, you know, my sister-in-law. And she was new in the house. She didn't know what to do. So she was just taking it. And he started like, you know.
Shut the fuck up.
This is
a very bad image in my head, man. It's like this kid like pawing and teasing her, and she was just taking it like, bro, where are you hitting with this, bro?
This, it's my nephew. It's like 3-year-old kid.
Yeah, that's worse, right? She's just taking it. Okay, yeah, you were saying.
It's a joke. I would say it's a very funny joke, but come on, man.
Well, I did not know his age before you said it, so to be fair.
Okay. All right. So I'm there, like, seeing this kid, you know, trying to disturb her. So I'm like, okay, I need this kid, because not saying anything and it looks bad. So I'm like, come here and say sorry to her. You shouldn't hit your elderly. And this kid is like, no. And I'm like, what do you mean no? And I'm like, you're going to say sorry, otherwise I'm not letting you go play, or I'm not gonna let you use your toys or whatever. You have to say sorry. This fucking bitch. This fucking bitch won't let me. Oh my god. I have learned my lesson. I'm not ever going to say any story about my family again. No.
What? Wait, what's happening?
It's your expression. That's what's happening. Any listeners, you need to come to YouTube and watch. Long kiss
me.
What the fuck?
All I heard was you screaming. I didn't know what the fuck was happening.
Okay, finish it. Finish the damn story.
All right. So like, I don't let him go. Okay, so I end up locking him like this, both of his hands.
Oh.
And then I'm like, you're going Thank to you. Say sorry, otherwise I'm not gonna let you go. And this kid,
no. Yamete. Okay.
Again, 3-year-old. So now
I thought you were doing that to your girlfriend. Okay.
So now this kid starts crying because he doesn't want to say sorry. And I'm like, I'm not letting you go until you say sorry. And he just, you know, teared up and started crying. And I'm kind of feeling bad for him. But I'm not gonna, you know, I have to discipline him. So the story was basically, this kid would not say sorry, and I won't let him go unless he says sorry. So he gives me this smirk look, and then I realize that I feel something warm on my pants, and a second later, I see him laughing his ass off while tears is in his eyes, as we both realize that he just pissed himself on me. So that I have to let him go so that he can say sorry.
So he pissed himself on you. So he pissed all over you. You got pissed all over you. your pants got wet, but not from your own piss, but from someone else pissing on you.
Wait, is Larry hung?
No, I'm not hung.
No.
No, your screen was frozen for me, so I couldn't tell.
Okay.
No, he was just not moving. This is stunned from getting pissed on. But who actually learned a lesson from that, I wonder? Was it your niece, or was it your nephew, or was it you?
I wonder that too, to this day.
That's why I don't fuck with kids, okay? I don't know what they're gonna do, you know? You don't know if they're gonna piss on you, you don't know if they're gonna go shit on the floor, you know? You just don't mess with them.
Oh.
Lesson learned.
Kids.
Lesson learned.
Fucking hell. So, like you guys all know, and why are you moving the camera up, Larry? What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to move my legs.
No, we saw that. You moved the camera up like you're trying to do something to your groin. What are you trying to do, Larry?
I can
we saw that.
You, I can assure you there are more than enough clips of you on YouTube that I can use to pleasure myself. I don't need to do it on live.
Oh, Larry. Will you Larry me up?
Thrill. You don't get the thrill of doing it in live.
Larry,
are you talking from experience, TK?
Oh,
I'll never tell.
No.
Anyway,
did something happen in Lanka? Like, what happened to their state?
Oh, you saw. You guys saw what was happening over the table. You didn't see what was happening under the table.
What the fuck, man? Oh,
yeah, Donkey was in a vulnerable place, missing his ex. You were there to cheer him up. Did you cheer him up way too much?
On the beach, on that sunny day, sands between our toes. Sitting with some shisha and lassi in front of us.
And I ran out of shisha.
And what did you decide to suck on then?
Ooh, hello, that guy.
What chocolate flavored assortment would you puff on?
The shop owners. The shop owner was brown as well, bro. That's why they could give us more shisha.
It was a Pakistani shop, right? And we went there, and they like sell coconut water as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Yo, Dongo, let's get some coconut water." And like, yeah. And they were talking amongst themselves in Urdu, right? And after a while, I told Donkey, "You know, they said that they don't have good coconut. This is a shit coconut they're giving you." And he's like, "Wait, you can understand what they're saying?" I'm like, yeah, I can. They're Pakistani, and I can understand the language. He's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it was stupid of them. They see a brown guy, they know that they know what they're talking. It was, like, weird.
I think they thought I was Malay or something. So they didn't,
How the fuck do you look Malay? You don't look anything Malay, TK.
A lot of people confuse me for being a Malay here.
Okay, shut the fuck this up. Is what they're, I mean. They're just trying to make you feel good, okay? They're just
what
trying
do
to make
you mean?
It's like me with the name Larry, okay? You hear that, you're like, oh, he's a Larry, he's one of us. Let's give him a job. And then a fucking brown guy shows up. You know,
No, because you know Malays are brown as well.
Yeah, but you can tell, okay? You can tell.
Yeah, most of the time they don't. They can't.
You're an Indian ass-looking motherfucker. They can tell the difference. Okay? They can fucking tell.
The Indian people here are different because they're Tamil. They come from Tamil. Yeah, they're much darker.
They come from Tamil.
So
yeah, I don't know the name of the place.
India.
Yeah, they speak Tamil.
It's in South India somewhere, right?
Yeah. I think so. But yeah, well, most of the times they just assume me to be Malay and start speaking Malay to me. And I'm like, Appa. Appa, it means what in Malay? So I'm like, Appa.
Do you do that expression?
Yeah, like, Appa.
Bro, it's a thumbnail. This is a thumbnail expression, bro.
I have a Malay friend, right? And when he says something to me, sometimes I go like, Appa. Why are you just doing that accent? Why are you saying it like that? We don't say it like that. And I'm like,
this you saying is in your
head. Why did you shrug your shoulders?
The fuck?
Oh my god. He's like, just say it normally. Like, I'm like, Appa.
You guys stop laughing. I stop laughing and then I start laughing again looking at your your mother.
It's like saying mommy to a Japanese person.
Why the fuck would you say it like that? What the fuck, man?
Wait. What is it in Chinese? What does it say? How do they say what?
What in Chinese?
Chama?
Sama.
Sama.
Are you gonna say something?
I can't, because the Chinese has intonation as well. Sama. Sama. I forgot. Larry knows we have the same word in Bangla, but you know what it means.
Donkey guess. What?
No, this it doesn't mean dick or something.
It means you, actually, donkey.
You?
It means.
It means what? You, as in Y-O-U?
No, yeah. it means pussy, which is you.
Chibai.
Wanna lick me, daddy? I'll show you how wet I can be. Hello.
Wow, we learned so much about languages.
Yeah, let me use some more.
Okay, when I was watching One Piece, like they say like summer a lot, or swan, sun, I think, or something like that. And every time they would say, like, I would be like, okay, what the fuck? Because like, you know, like when they give respect to some person, they say like, Tike-sama, donkey-sama, like that, you know?
I bet they have a sama in every language.
No, like in Japanese, they do that, and every time they do that,
I know. I'm saying they have a sama in every language, probably. So, you know, whenever we're cursing...
Okay, in English, there isn't something.
Summer.
Oh, they have it in Malay as well. Sama means same in Malay.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Is
it? I don't know.
Yeah. They have Samoa.
Samoa, which means like everything or everyone.
Okay.
But yeah, Samoa, when I'm Samoa. Back. Samoa, Samoa. but yeah, back if I'm when I'm back in Bangladesh and I'm like Sama, I can say that, you know, and people are like, yo, why are you cursing out here? I'm like, no, I've been hanging out with too many Chinese people, you know, like this guy. So that's why.
I don't think so. Bangladeshi people will take that. They'll be like, yeah, you're lying. Your broadcast never went to be there. Shut the fuck up. You know.
I would say, put that in your sama. You can put that in your sama.
Yeah, how do you say that entire phrase in Bangladesh?
Like,
that entire phrase.
You put that in your sama.
I don't think so. We have ever said that in Bangla.
I think I have said that. Okay.
What did you see her with the cucumber and you're like, yo.
Yeah. No, who gives her the cucumber? Wait, what are you doing?
You're frozen on my phone and you have this fucking weird ass expression on your face.
Fuck you. Fucking hell.
You look like you're just saying, apa?
That's golden.
Wait, but Donkey, you wanna learn the expression?
How do you say that? Put it in your sama in Bangladesh.
It's gonna be like tor samar modde bon.
Por sama potebon.
So hey,
you type it in the chat. I'll try to read it.
Anyway, so, while we're doing this, well, let me just say it to Jodit so it'll make more sense.
Why would it make more sense?
You know, because she's
Because she's got
okay. Larry, yeah. Tor samar moder hover. Tor samar moder hover.
Larry, moder. It's not moder. It's moder.
Moder.
Wait, I changed it. So the bor. Is B H.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, moder. Larry, tor samar moder hover. Well, Larry Samar!
I think you would have
Samar! To go there. Samar!
Daddy, you would have to go there. You know, I can just open it up for you.
I like it how hairy you are. Your face resembles a clitoris now. It's so furry and round. Hello, my little Samar.
Find it.
Okay. The R at the end is not part of the word. It's like, you know. So without the R. No, without the R is the actual word. You put the R there because you're saying put it in your pussy. So it's like, you know. It's like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, can you say modde?
Motte.
Now you're saying ping. That's what you said.
Motte.
That means ping. What you're saying.
Motte. Motte. It's like, Motte. Yeah, I don't know. Motte.
Motte. Motte. Motte. Motte.
You're using a key.
Fuck this shit.
Okay, can we move past it? I think.
Anyway, okay. Fucking hell.
You know that TK, you know that Shrek expression? Wait, hold on, let me try to unblock. Oh, you guys are hung.
Okay.
The fuck? Oh yeah, so, I know the expression you're talking about, the one with the rolling eyes and the
I think so. I can't load your face at all, Holland.
Alright, why don't you disconnect and connect back with us, you know?
Yeah.
So do we wait until you cut this part off? Like these?
Okay. So, the expression is like that.
Yeah, I know. That's I know that expression.
Okay, enlighten me. Enlighten me about that expression.
It's a Shrek meme. It's like Shrek makes one of those goofy Shrek faces.
Yeah, it's like, well, we got a badass here. That kind of face, like.
No, it's more like when if you fucking fart and the whole room knows it's you and you're pretending like it's not you.
Have you ever done that though?
Like, what?
Okay, let's be real.
I did that a few times.
The awkward silence is blaring.
Because I know I put it silent, but then the fucking atrocious shitty smell. I can't be like it's from me. Then I'll have to, you know, like, and then everybody would be like, ew, and I would have to play along that it's disgusting and shit.
Okay, that's enough of that fart story. Very interesting, but not interested. Anyway, I sent you the GIF on the server. You can check it out. Wait, before this whole fucking shenanigans happened, Donkey, you were going to say something about babies.
Oh, kids. Oh, yeah. So, like, everyone knows that I fucking dislike kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. My tattoo teacher's brother. Recently, my tattoo teacher just passed away. So I was helping clearing up the shop with his brother. Yeah, thank you. So, his brother is married as well. So he has two kids, one girl and one boy. So I was just packing up the shop, and then, I mean, I'm not the friendliest looking person on earth. And I don't like kids. And so I was packing halfway, and for some reason, the older kid, which is the daughter, like she just held my hand and just brought me out to play some like toys or something outside. And I was like, wait, what? Like, me and a kid, like what am I supposed to do? Like, how do you play with kids? And I'm like,
that's so awesome, though.
Do I pet them like horses, or do I?
Well, like, what don't do I do? Play in any way that'll get you in prison, and you're good. I think.
No, fuck you! I'm not a pedophile, man.
No, imagine donkey just watched Anohana, and that you know little girl doing that inappropriate shit.
Oh fuck no, man! I can't.
Wait,
what
inappropriate shit? Anohana is a sad story. What do you mean?
The first few episodes, like when we don't know that girl doesn't actually exist, all the atrocious weird shit they were doing.
What were they doing?
I don't know what is that. Let me see.
I'll find a clip for you. How about that?
Donkey, you don't know about that anime? It's like, it's got that fucking song, that sad fucking song. They all sing in the end, and it makes me cry.
I cried when watching Anohana, the last episode.
I didn't cry, okay? But when they fucking when they fucking played that song in the end, whoa, I'm like, oh shit, this song is the trigger. They know it! I know it! And fucking manly tears rolled down my cheeks. Couldn't help it.
Oh yeah, I know.
So sad, like, you know, like the ending. It caught me off guard, pretty much.
Oh yeah, I watched this one before.
Yeah, it's basically just it's designed to make you cry, right? They're trying to make you cry all throughout this anime, and in the end, they don't succeed. Okay, they didn't get me. I was sad. Okay, but I didn't cry. But when they hit that fucking music in the end, when they hit that music, okay, that's what got me. Wait, back to Donkey. So, what did you learn about kids? Did you grow as a person? Do you hate kids a little less now?
No. I just don't know what to do to them as well. Like, do you pet them like a cat? Or do you carry them like a cat? Like, what do you do? Like, Apu?
Apu.
Kids are worse than a cat and a dog. A cat and dog will emotionally support you. The cat will purr with you, or the dog will, you know, be with
no,
you.
No, pussies don't do that.
Yeah, cats don't care about your feelings.
They do purr, though, you know, like whenever they're in the mood.
Oh, wait,
to...
TK, he will know because he's the only one with a girlfriend now.
That's why he knows more about pussies than me. That's why he knows more about pussies than you.
Well, I mean, judging from the way he dressed, I would doubt so, but let's not judge a book by its cover.
Wow, you can put that in your summer.
you guys could have told me before start recording that I should change.
Like, no, you have to understand that this is the only rules that we have. Okay, don't take away the joke from us.
Who wants to sit on Santa's lap on Christmas, okay? We didn't know that's how you were going to dress up.
You know what? I'm realizing a pattern here. Like, ever since I came onto the podcast, why am I... Like, you guys tell me to come on every episode. It's sad that it took me so long, but... You lot love roasting me. Like, is that what... Well, like, I come on every episode and I get roasted. That's not fair. I'm already brown. Like, come on.
Bro!
You're only at a medium rare now, okay? You're not yet well done. Is what
look at TK. Look at TK. That is what you call roasted. It's been over roast. No, we're trying to grill it to perfection, Barry. That's why you're wrapped up so nicely for Christmas now. You're like the Thanksgiving turkey.
Everybody wants me on the dinner table, but nobody likes to eat me. That's what it is.
With the apple in your mouth right now.
Hey, a turkey doesn't have the apple in his mouth. The pig does.
Okay, I don't want to get stuff that much, you know.
Don't call Larry a pig! Don't call Larry a pig!
No, I'm calling him a Bobby.
Okay. Wait, what did you say?
Bobby.
Bobby.
What Bobby? Bobby?
It's a compliment in Malay.
Is that though? What? Yeah. What does Bobby means in Malay? Well, hold on.
Trust me, bro.
I fucking trust you.
We all know that it's a common courtesy to call your guest a Bobby when he comes into your house, okay? And offer him an apple.
Apple?
So when he's well done and roasted by the end of the night, you can dig in.
Okay, I can't even find it in fucking Google. Oh me.
It says the Indian Bobby, it means sister-in-law. I'm like, bitch, I know. Bitch, I am Indian, you shithead.
Wait, you're Indian? Aren't you Bangladeshi?
Yeah, but you know, I look like an Indian guy.
What the fuck, bro? I'm so confused at your confusion. What the fuck?
Oh my god. He's questioning himself now, Dante. We got him right where we want.
Bro.
Okay, anyway.
Bro, we Bengalis know Bangla, Hindi, Urdu. We know like three language like when we get born, right? Basically. Like we do.
I only want to know one thing when I was born, man. And like you, Bangladeshis. I just want to know who's my dad.
He went out for milk and didn't come back?
Yes.
That's why Donkey doesn't have a good body, because you know his dad never came back with milk.
Well, girls gotta disclose that.
That's why he likes to suck on tits so much.
Yeah, I gotta get some of that milk, you know. Like a calf, you know, harboring some shit. I forgot how
the nipple tastes like. You have to do the sound effect, bro. What the fuck was
that? Well, that's a simulation. It's called a simulation. It's something that you will not understand until you're older and you're craving for it.
You see, this is how you know Donkey is a creative person, and I'm not. Okay? When I want someone to know that I'm sucking tits, I'll go like, yeah. So I went down on this girl and I sucked her off, or something. And when Donkey,
what kind of girl you suck her off?
Anyway, when Donkey
like that,
yeah, that's what Donkey's gonna do. When he wants to tell someone he sucked off a girl, he's gonna do this whole show and theater with the sound effects and everything. And the visualization. Like,
what are you a silent sucker? Is that what you're saying? Like, is that what you're saying? Like, she out here scrolling through Insta, watching TikTok. I was like, oh, you're still tracking? I didn't know that.
The POV of TK.
Hey, it's a courtesy, okay? I don't like to make noise when I eat, okay? It's
face, you're not looking at her if she's into it.
Like, is this good, mommy? And then,
oh yeah, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, you're doing a good. And then the hand, you know, just like, sugoi ne sugoi, iko iko.
10 minutes later, she goes, "That's not like thanks."
No, like,
yeah, but Donkey does the same thing, except he goes like.
Oh, fucking hell!
What's the difference? I have at least the courtesy to keep quiet, okay?
Well, some girls like the audio. You know, I realized that making sounds enhances the environmental situation. Like how when you enter a rainforest and when everything is too quiet, it spells danger.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same in the bedroom, you know, when it's too quiet, it's dangerous.
What is all this?
This is to put you in a spell, like...
Let me ask you this question, Donkey. Did you make sounds as a kid while you jerked off?
I don't think so. Did you?
No, what? Wait, I can't even fathom that. Can you explain what kind of sounds are you going to... Oh, so good! Oh, it's in the room! What kind of noise are you expecting?
That's what I'm asking you. Did you make any noise when you used to masturbate?
No, what the fuck?
Yeah, but from what it sounds like you're a very audio, like, sensitive person.
I
think I understand where Donkey comes from. Like, he's just, you know, with audio cues, he's telling her, or it's, you know.
Yeah, like, you have to be communicative. Yeah, you got to be communicative in sex. That's where the fun is. It's not like you're using her body to jack you off. You know, you both are supposed to have fun.
TK is just realizing that you're not supposed to use her body to jack off.
No, I thought that was all it was for. Nani? I'm not supposed to do that?
Now we know. Ladies and gentlemen, now you guys know what you're getting for whenever you fuck this brown broccoli.
Hey, call me, ladies.
He's just going to grab you and like... Yeah.
Okay, it's not TK's fault. We never got sex ed, you know? All we had was Pornhub and our imaginations to figure things out.
Bro, at least you had Pornhub. Fucking hell. All I had was like fucking VCDs back then.
Oh yeah. Bro,
I didn't have Pornhub until like, what, the age of like 16 or 17? I don't remember. Yeah.
16, 17? Are you for
how
real?
Old?
You're like, late.
There was Pornhub, but I wasn't able to like use it. I would just on this shady mobile website on
webcheck.com
and download like 3 megabyte clips of porn. And, like, 2 or 3 minute clips I can jerk off to.
And trust me, I used to think that he's lucky because I didn't have a phone. I didn't have the privilege to even do that.
Yeah, but I relate to that because I used to look at magazines, you know.
I never did that.
He's OG. That's what I do now. I went old school. Okay.
What do you mean
you
do that now?
It's the circle of life. You come back around.
Okay, what? You use magazine now?
I mean, I use, what did they call it? Manga. Hentai manga. Porno manga.
Anyways, do you guys know that guys have very ugly coming faces?
I've heard of that.
Like, when girls come, it's like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And then guys get off to that. But when guys come, it's like... like that. You know, it's a vast difference. There's no wonder girls don't come to, like, guys' orgasmic faces. Try it. You know, try it. Okay, next time ask a girlfriend if she likes it.
Maybe girls don't have a good face either, but those Pornhub actresses make a fake face. And it's not real.
No, man, my exes had good faces, but whenever
she didn't fake come? How do you know that? How do you know that, you know, she didn't pretend?
Larry, that's the difference between you and me.
I knew the moment he was gonna say that and he was roasted.
the boomer position, like,
And at the moment he said, "How do you know?" I'm like, "Oh, okay, okay, you asked for it."
I can't.
I'll stay quiet on this episode. I won't speak anymore.
No, as guys with experience, Larry. Oh, no. Okay. Oh my god.
Hold on. I need to turn on my fan.
Oh, it's too hot for you, is it? It's too hot for you now, is it?
Yeah, I don't think they turned off the heat or turned on the heater like too much.
It's probably because, you know why? Because it's probably your clothes.
Yeah, no, like because they turned up the heating for some reason. Like way too much than they do.
You're wearing a sweater indoors.
Yes.
Look at
me and TK. Look at me and TK. I'm wearing this bikini. What's that face, Larry?
What are you holding on for?
It's like -5 here, okay? Or -6. It's
so
pretty cold.
Yeah, Bangladesh.
Bro, you're indoors. You have a heater. I don't care.
Yeah, you have fur, bro. You probably have more hair than my nether regions, man. On your face.
Bruh, okay, donkey backstory. I didn't had any facial hair. Like, I had a few goatees when I hit my puberty, and I thought wouldn't get any.
But I'm not judging you from the past. Like, I'm looking at you now.
Yeah. I'm like really happy that you said that I have so much hair on my facial hair, you know.
Yeah,
bro, have you seen the mirror? You look like a fucking goat now. In a sweatshirt.
So I'm the greatest of all time, is that what you're saying?
No, you're just a goat. Not greatest of all time. The animal.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'm an animal. I'm so good. I'm the goat. I get it, man. I get it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, here we have it. Larry.
The goat. Right.
Oh, okay. Well, now, so Larry, when we meet in Philippines next year, please keep it down.
Well, I thought when we would share a room, you could show me, like, you know.
What kind of fucking fetish do you have that you want me to show you guys when you will be meeting a girlfriend there?
No, not
bro. What the fuck, man, bro?
Why are you bringing girls? We don't need girls when we got one.
Bro, Larry's girlfriend. You're not listening to this.
Hopefully she's not.
She will be.
Who needs girls? You know, it could be you. Lot are single anyway.
No, bro, shut up. You are the only one with a girlfriend. You have no right to say that, you pancho. You part of punde, you. You sama. you have a girlfriend that lasts, you know, a long-lasting girlfriend. You have no right to say that of all people. You have no right to understand.
Donkey, you're supposed to say mashallah, you know?
No, you sama.
No, you pussy does not does that much of insult as much as no, you sama does for some reason.
For some reason,
in my language hurts me more for some reason.
Sama.
Anyway, speaking of goats. You guys just reminded me. I'm watching BoJack Horseman now.
Ah, bruh.
Wait, have you watched that show?
Yeah, I finished it. Yeah.
did?
Yeah.
Oh, when? How long ago? We'll be right back.